From May 19th until August 10th, local as well as national news broadcasted daily about the missing Lafayette woman, Mickey Shunick, in hopes of finding her. However, this same media coverage is not taking place for the Doosan teenager, Keisha Felix, who has been missing since April 30th. Kristen Askelson from the Daily Advertiser says that it is due to her lack of family involvement.
Family is very splintered, and there's not this cohesive family unit that is looking for her and that is reaching out to the media and that is pressuring police and sort of carrying the same message to everybody.
Not only is Keisha's family not reaching out to get her story covered more, but the fact that there has been many glitches in investigations since the coverage began has not made it any easier.
Haven't had the same media exposure, but I think that the media, the same effort to look into both cases. And I think that just because of the nature of the cases and how different they were, and the fact that many, many more people were willing to talk about the Mickey Shunick case, that's the main reason why she has had so much more coverage.
Okay, will that answer my question?
Mm-hmm. Although the media may feel that they are doing what they can with what they have, Executive Officer Captain Kip Judice of the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office feels as though the family is cooperative in their extensive search to find Keisha.
I think the family has been as out front as we've needed them to be. They've been very cooperative with our agency. There are in some instances that we would, I guess, appreciate more openness with regards to Keisha. But generally, it's not been a problem working with that family. They've been available to us when necessary.
Unlike Mickey Shunick's case, it has been rumored that Keisha Felix may be classified as a runaway rather than a missing person. However, Captain Kip Judice, along with the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Department, are not as worried about her classification as they are with finding her.
No, Keisha's considered an endangered missing person. The manner in which she became missing is still questionable, whether it is an abduction, whether it is a runaway, whether it is she was enticed to go to do something illicit. Is still unknown. When we investigate a missing person case, we don't close any doors until we have some evidence that indicate that that's not an option. So certainly in the Keisha Felix case, we continue to explore any of those opportunities. It's possible she's a runaway. Having said that, that's the instance. We don't know that.
The search for Keisha Felix has not ceased. The Lafayette Parish Sheriff Department is working alongside with Doosan Police Department as well as the FBI in hopes of finding her.
I want to remind the public, and this is a big deal for us, is that there's currently a $5,000 reward being offered by the Federal Bureau of Investigations for any information that leads to Keisha, finding Keisha. So, you know, it's a good incentive for someone to call. That, you know, you might not realize how important that tip or that information you have is. Let us make that determination. Let us do the investigation and find out.
Until local media gains more information about the case, there is nothing they could do but wait until the local authorities get another lead. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Chelsea Taylor.